Well, Jeff, thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And we're talking about RAGBRAI just around the corner here and some of the emergency management planning things that go into a RAGBRAI. I just want to ask you, you know, every year you help plan for nationals, you help plan for tulip time in terms of having large crowds come into Marion County. How does RAGBRAI compare to those events, kind of those three-day festivals versus this one day of influx of bicyclists?
Well, Aaron, obviously this one's unique because a vast majority of these visitors, even though they're here for a short duration, a vast majority of them are sleeping in tents in the outdoors. So that obviously makes them a very vulnerable population with respect to anything Mother Nature has to throw at us.
So when we're talking about the emergency plan, let's start with the idea of, you know, the severe watches and warnings, what happens when weather comes in, because that's what kind of the worst case scenario is. So what happens, say, looks like severe weather, it's coming, and Marion County gets put under a severe thunderstorm watch. How are you guys preparing for that at this time?
Our plan, our philosophy, if you will, is this: warn them early and warn them often. And basically, we just want to be very transparent with what we know, what we're expecting. And then with kind of the next step in that is we have, and I want to not only the participants in the RAGBRAI event themselves to know, but we want the residents of Knoxville and Marion County to know that we are going to change the outdoor warning siren policy for the week of RAGBRAI. In the past, those sirens were only sounded when Marion County was placed under a tornado warning. For the week of RAGBRAI, because we have so many participants that will be sleeping in the outdoors, in a tent, we will be sounding those outdoor warning sirens if a severe thunderstorm warning is issued for Marion County. And if we're expecting winds of 60 miles an hour or greater, or hail 1 inch or larger, we will also be sounding those sirens. Obviously, when the sirens are sounded, what we want people to do is seek shelter and then get informed. So we're hoping that by being a little more preemptive, if you will, that we can keep people safe, get them the information that they need, and let everybody have an enjoyable RAGBRAI event.
And it is a little bit complicated trying to help those people seek shelter, because like you said, not only are they in tents outdoors, but really they're spread out throughout the community. So do you guys have different sites for different places and campgrounds?
Yes, we do. We have essentially assigned each of the camping areas to an emergency shelter. And really what the emergency shelters are that we're using in Knoxville, it's frankly the school buildings. So what we've done is we've assigned each camping area to a specific shelter, and we are in the process right now of actually assigning law enforcement officers, emergency medical personnel, and firefighters to each of those to go there and assist, just make sure that things, any problem that might come up, those public safety folks are going to be there to help deal with it and make sure that everybody that needs to get sheltered gets sheltered.
And it does sound like early warning's important. You already mentioned that, and you know, the public and the RAGBRAI riders will be informed early, you know, so if they're on the square, it sounds like that they'll be able to find something before, you know, it comes upon us.
Yes, if we have any belief that there's going to be weather that might threaten Knoxville, I will be talking to the Weather Service in Des Moines multiple times. And frankly, we're going to be very proactive. If we think that there is a opportunity or a chance that the population in downtown Knoxville is going to be affected, we're going to communicate that. I don't know necessarily what that looks like yet. It could simply be that we, during the breaks of the bands, that we make announcements about weather updates. And obviously, the more threatening it gets, the more aggressive we'll be.
Something else I thought merited consideration, too, was the idea of the riders on the road still. I mean, if a weather event does occur during the day, both on the 24th coming down Highway 14 or the 25th going around Pella and Bussey area, that can be a particularly precarious position, I think. And I'm sure the riders are well aware of the weather conditions, but it's still something that I think, you know, it would merit some concern.
Completely agree. From our standpoint, that is probably the most vulnerable situation that we're in, because it just, I mean, the sheer area that the riders are spread out over makes it very difficult to deliver a warning, mm-hmm. and keep them updated.
Have you talked with other people then, I imagine, other emergency management coordinators and that sort of thing about how they handle RAGBRAI, and what have you gleaned from them?
Yes, we have talked. We're continuing to communicate. We share information regularly. Basically, our focus was to try and operate off of the same platforms so that the RAGBRAI participants, no matter where they were in the ride, could have some level of expectation as far as what services would be provided, what warnings, you know, at what the criteria were. So we've tried to kind of mirror what each other are doing for the benefit of everybody involved.
And I know that we've talked a lot about the weather here, but just in terms of other emergencies, personal emergencies, I've heard you discuss it before that local law enforcement, local rescue departments are arranged to be able to access different areas of towns quickly and easily despite the route kind of cutting through areas.
Yeah, I give a lot of credit to our leaders and the law enforcement community and the fire and EMS communities. They've looked at this and looked at this and looked at this and tried to address where are the areas that might give us problems. What are the things that we're not expecting that could give us problems? And I think they've done a very good job of taking a comprehensive look at what the hazards are, what some surprises could be. And I think we're about as prepared as we could possibly be right now.
All right. Well, Jeff, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Just like to obviously ask the residents in Knoxville and Marion County. I know that they'll do a great job in welcoming the RAGBRAI riders, but I would ask that, you know, if we get a severe weather situation and you happen to know that there are riders in tents in maybe the neighbor's backyard, give them a yell and make sure that they're aware of it. And obviously, if they don't have some place to go, you know, I would ask that we take care of those riders, open our doors, and let those riders come in and seek shelter in our homes.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot for being here with us
today.
Thank
you, Aaron.